الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وعسى الله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين إلا عبادك المخلصين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Proceeding our discussion related with our open enemy Iblis. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cast him and expelled him out of his mercy, at that time Iblis challenged Allah for Adam and his progeny and his descendant. You cast me, you expelled me from your mercy. So now I am going to challenge you. I will trap all of them. I will deviate all of them. I will kidnap all of them. So this is open challenge by our enemy for all of us. So whether we are realizing or not, planning or not, but this is challenged by Iblis, and if we are going to accept or not, that doesn't make any difference, because each and every descendant of Adam, Iblis has considered him his enemy. He is doing his job, he is doing his work, he is deviating all mankind. Now it is up to us whether we are concerned with ourselves, whether we are concerned with our enemy, whether we are trying to escape ourselves, or whether we are trying to protect ourselves from different kinds of traps of Iblis. But there was a little bit exception. He himself accepted Illa ibadukal mukhlasin. I will kidnap, I will deviate all of them except those who are sincere. So ikhlas, khulus, sincerity in Islam, that is highly appreciated. Instead of doing thousands and thousands, if we do one, but that should be with sincerity. That is more respected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And someone who is mukhlas, someone who is purified with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who is sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone said, as Khuda, juz Khuda, hij nakha. Whenever you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ask anything except his happiness. And this is sincerity, this is khulus. When we are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are asking hundred of things and du'as and wishes, it means we are negotiating, we are talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our own issues. As Khuda, juz Khuda hech na. If you are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then straight away you have to say one thing, oh Allah, I need you. I need your happiness. I want to keep you happy. So if someone will reach at this level, then this Iblis, this Shayateen cannot harm him or her. So then these people are protected. Otherwise, at any time, always we must be conscious. We must try ourselves to protect ourselves from different traps of Shayateen. There is one beautiful hadith of Holy Prophet Hazrat Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So after these two hadiths, we can understand the meaning of when Iblis said, Kala fa bi izzatik, Allah, for the sake of your dignity, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ عَجْمَعِينَ, I will deviate all of the mankind except those who are mukhlis. Now come and try to understand the hadith of Prophet. He said, if there are 100 people, out of 100, 99 will go into hellfire, only one will go in paradise. There is another hadith as well. Prophet said, if there are 1,000 people, out of 1,000, only one person is working for Allah, is worshipping for Allah, is living for Allah, and 999 people, they are going towards hellfire, they are working for Iblis. So this is a reality, this is a reflection of reality. We have chance, we have time. Time to be sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of our worship, all of our talks, all of our words, all of our actions should be for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the challenge of Iblis and the reality of us mankind. Yes, Iblis challenge, but it does not mean we are consider ourselves defeated one. Because we have a lot of powers, lot of authorities, lot of knowledge and light and guidance. We can challenge Iblis, we can stop him, we can throw him away as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled him away. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So his challenge was for all those who are not mukhlis, who are not purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are talking about mukhlasin, so those who are purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in first category are prophets, Anbiya-i Khuda, and then imams. So they are purified creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, from rest of the mankind, there are many people who purified themselves and Allah helped them, Allah supported them. And as I said last night, if any person is willing to purify himself without Muhammad or Ali Muhammad, that is
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
So let us accept the challenge of Iblis. We have to stand in front of him. And this qiyam, it could be possible at that time when we will purify ourselves, when we will enlighten our heart and soul with the light of Quran, with the light of Imam Hussain alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
Zaman Allah ta'ala faraj al-sharif. Because the challenge of Iblis is he will deviate all mankind and he will involve them. Deviation means he is going to involve all mankind into sins. And sins mean simply that is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, stand here, if I am not going to stand here, it means that is disobedience. Allah says, sit down, and I will say, no, no, I am tired, I can't sit, and I will stand. Allah says, no, it is time to sleep, I will say, no, I will work. Allah says, this is time of worship, I will say, no, this is time of play. So this is disobedience and this is sin. First of all, we should try to understand what are wajibat, what are the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what are muharramat, what are haram things. Wajibat are we must do, and muharramat mean haram, mean we never try to go towards haram. So this is the first level, to be sincere, to be mukhlis, to be enlightened by the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next level is, we should also stay away from makruhat. Makruhat, something you dislike, but more important is something which is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not told you this is haram, but he dislike that action, that thing to be done by us. And at the same time, there are a lot of things which are included in the list of mustahabbat, something which is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the actual level of sincerity, that is actual level of ikhlas. Because if I am talking and if I am not committing any sin, then this talk is not haram, this is not gunah. But Allah says He likes to be silent until and unless it is not necessary to be talked. So now, if I am silent just for the sake of Allah, that is worship. But that is mustahab. And if at some stage it is necessary to talk, and for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am opening my mouth and sharing some word, although that is mustahab, but this is something which will make us mukhlis. A great mystic, Sheikh Rajab Ali Khayat, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala oblige him, granted him? One day, one of his female relatives, she was young, she was beautiful. These two were all alone, she invited for sin. And at that moment, Sheikh Rajab Ali Khayat, who was totally illiterate person, but while he was sitting in Iran, he was able to observe each and every house and street of Pakistan. Because once a person, Sarwar Ali Shah, he went to visit him and he asked him in Pakistan, is there any person who can guide me? Then he told the address, the name of city, the name of street, the name of house, the number of house. So someone who was able to observe all universe. How did he attain this level? When those two were alone and he was invited for zina, at that time he just had a word with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, for your happiness, I'm not committing this sin and I am going out of this room. The moment he stepped out of the door, his internal eyes and ears were open. He was able to observe the internal facts and realities of the people and the world. So this is ikhlas. This is, even his job was, he was tailor, and each and every needle he was using to sew the dresses of people, each and every needle he was using, his intention was always for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we try to be like him, then none of the iblis, none of the shaitan could be successful against us. No iblis, no shaitan can deviate us from the right path. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So when iblis challenged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, furthermore he added, Allah, I know the chemistry of this man. I will inculcate long, long desires. Like desires in this country to be owner of a house. So first of all, you are planning, you are trying to have some money, and then for 25, 35, maybe 50 years, you are busy in that network, paying the mortgage. So this is long desire. So sometimes you have desire to drink a glass of water, this is not long desire. So you wish you will have, and that desire is fulfilled within 1 minute. But the other desire, maybe to fulfill that desire, you need to commit thousands of sins. Maybe to fulfill that desire, you have to kill 100 of your other desires, other desires of other people. So Iblis said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will inculcate long, long desires in this man, and I will make attractive this materialistic world for this man. And we can observe whatever he said, he is doing his job. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this man so that he should remember the day of judgment and his life after the day of judgment. But shaitan said, I will make to forget the day of judgment and the life after day of judgment. So here, most of us, we never think we are going to die. We never think we are going to face accountability and grave. We never think there will be a day of judgment. We never think what will happen at Pulisirat and what will happen to my future. We are never thinking. Why? Because Iblis has kept us busy. All of our thoughts, our heart pumps with the love of this materialistic life. Really, that could be job, that could be relative, that could be business, that could be anything. But if we analyze our time and our thought, so then we can easily understand where we are standing, where our time is being spent. When I am thinking and planning, what did I am thinking and planning? So maybe, as Prophet said, if there are 100 people, 99 will go into hellfire. Why? Because when we are in this world, our time, our priority, our thoughts our life, our resources. Everything is being spent, whatever the packages are offered by Iblis. We have forgot what are the packages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how did we can get those packages. Salawat. The next thing he challenged, Iblis said, "Oh Allah, you're happy to make this Adam, and I am going to challenge another trap that will offer to this mankind. I will present the mixture of aqaid, the mixture of thoughts, the mixture of religion and aqaid. Mean people will accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but instead of one, they will follow three gods. So if you ask them, they will say, yes, we believe in Allah, we believe in God, but that is mixture. Likewise, yes, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is Mawla al-Kainat, he is Imam, but when it is a time to follow him, there are many other Imams. Or if Imam is saying, do this, we are not going to do this. So he said, this is my challenge, I will deviate them from their aqaid, and also I will spoil their intentions. Whenever they are doing a good deed, a good thing, a neki, so I will spoil their intention. People will do good things for their own desires, for their own personality, for their own dignity. In this way, first of all, he said, I will try to stop them not to do a good thing. But those who will do some of their action, I will spoil, first of all, their niyyat. And in this way, I will devastate, I will destroy all of their good deeds. So these are open challenges of our enemy, Iblis. We must be careful. First of all, we should never go towards haram. Secondly, we should try to follow wajibat. The next step is, whenever we are going to do anything good, so we should try to be sincere with Allah. Intention should be for Allah. And then we should try to protect those good deeds until the time of our death for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we keep mukhlis ourselves with Allah, He has authority of everything. If He has thought we should be famous, He can make us famous personality in the world. But if He has decided to be notorious, then nobody can make us a lovely person among the world. So why not? We should try to be 100% slave of that Lord who has everything. This world is related with Him and the next world is related with Him. Here we can do something, but in the next world there will be no chance of anything to do. Totally, we will be under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to face His decisions. And inshallah, He is kind, He is merciful, and His decision towards us will be the best decision. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذو الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي اللهم عجل الله إنه يرانه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب طوتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم أجل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم
صل على محمد أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم with respect to brothers this beautiful advice of Imam al-Muttaqin Hazrat Ali alayhi salam is for all of us for the people realize this great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of your life, in the form of your health, in the form of time span which has been given to you. Always respect this time, this life, organize yourself, and this organization should be at the path of taqwa. We are followers of those imam who are pillars of taqwa, who are personalities and leaders of taqwa. And 15th Zilhajj is the day of wiladat of our 10th Imam, Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam. And inshallah we will celebrate on Sunday. Program will begin 4:30. Just getting blessings from one of his saints. He said, "Inna al-harama la yamma, wa inna ma la yubarik lahu fihi, wa ma anfaqahu lam yujar alay, wa ma khalafahu kana zadahu ila an-nar." Imam al-Aslam said, "Inna al-harama la yamma." If someone is gaining haram, earning haram, Imam al-Islam said, first of all, that will not grow. The mal of haram, there is no growth in haram. وَإِنَّمَا لَا يُبَارِكْ لَهُ فِيهِ. But if sometime, if that will grow, that will increase in number, maybe some people, they will have multi-million, but Imam al-Islam is saying, لا يبارك له فيه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not put any kind of blessing and barakah in that mal, in that wealth. وما أنفقه لم يؤجر عليه. And if from that wealth, from that mal, which is earned by haram means, If someone is doing charity, making mosque or helping poor people or whatsoever the kind, any kind of charity is doing, Imam said, "Lam yu'jar ala," there will be no reward at all for that charity. وَمَا خَلَّفَهُ كَانَ زَادَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. And if he will die and from that haram mal he has left a lot of wealth, Imam is saying, كَانَ زَادَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. So that wealth which he will leave by haram means, so that wealth which is left, that will increase hellfire for him in grave and up to the day of judgment. So while we are earning, we should try our best to get the justified income, to get the income from justified resources. And again, the 18th Zilhijja, that is the day of Eid al-Ghadir, one of the greatest day. And that day will be on Thursday, and inshallah we will celebrate on Wednesday. And program will start same 4:30. And those who are poetry reciters, so they should prepare to celebrate these 2 days, Sunday and the or Wednesday. Someone asked Imam Raza alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad,
why did you emphasize too much to do azadari? Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, Imam alayhi salam said, the only reason is, as the people they have forgotten Ghadir, if we do not emphasize on azadari, on Muharram, on Ashura, people will also forget this as well. So the day of Ghadir is the rooting of Imamat and Wilayat. The day of when Imamat and Wilayat was introduced. So this is one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the mankind today we are getting on the earth, this is just because of Imamat and Wilayat. If Imam and Hujjat is not on the land, we were unable to get, and there was the destruction of this universe. So this universe, if that is established and balanced and working, that is only due to the existence of Hujjat Khuda, and today that is Imam Zaman Ajallahu Ta'ala. And Allah says, Hal jazaa al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. If someone is doing you favor, you have to do favor to him. Whatever you are getting, your life, your wealth, your family, your resources, your iman, your taqwa, your ibadat, so all are due to Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi salam. And what we are returning to them, if not more, at least we should celebrate their days very well. We should spare some time to make them happy. And we have, at least we should be able to say, if we were not able to do more, at least whenever these days were coming, we were gathering and we were remembering you and we were thanking you, inshallah. There is one beautiful hadith of our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is about Salatul Layl, Namaz al-Tahajjud, the night prayer. This Namaz is 11 rakat. One of our great mujtahid and mystic, Atullah Sayyid Ali, Sayyid Muhammad Sayyid Tabatabai, and the tafsir he has written, Tafsir al-Mizan, this is one of the biggest and greatest and most authentic tafsir in Shia authors. So when he went in Najaf for his study, he was a young boy, and he met with Atullah Sayyid Ali Qazi. So he said to his student, he put his hand on his hat and he said, "Oh Muhammad Hussain, whatever you want to get, whatever you want to gain from here and hereafter, everything is hidden in Salatul Layl and Namaz al-Tahajjud. If you want dunya, you can get through Namaz al-Tahajjud. If you want akhirah, you can get. If you want to be sincere, you want to do the level of ikhlas that is also hidden in Salatul Layl. So hadith of the Prophet is Salatul Layl marwatun lirrab. Anyone who will pray Salatul Layl, it means he is making happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa hubbul malaika, and the angels love that person who prays Salatul Layl. Wa sunnatul anbiya, this is also the tradition of Prophet. Wa nurul ma'rifa, and this is also the light. Wa aslul iman, and the root of iman is through this prayer. Wa rahatul abadan, and the health of your body you can also achieve through this Salatul Layl. Wa karahiyatun lishaitan, and this is something disliked. So anyone who is praying Salatul Layl, so shaitan dislike him, it means he will not come to him. Wa salahun ala al-a'da, and this is one of the best weapon against the enemies. Wa ijabatun lid-du'a, and you can make your wishes and your du'as will be accepted due to the wasila of this Salatul Layl. Wa qabulul amal, and your good rituals and your amal will be accepted through this Salatul Layl. Wa barakatun fir rizq, and your risk and sustenance will be increased due to the Salatul Layl. There are a lot of benefits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to pray this namaz at tahajjud regularly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atrinaka al-qawsar. Fasalli li rabbika wa anhar. إن شانك هو العبد
اللهم صل على محمد.